Hey, so today we're going to talk about spiritual fasting. What does it mean? How do you do it? What are some tips? Why is it important? We're going to talk about all of that. But first, I want to welcome you to the Choose Jesus Ministry page. We have so much coming for you guys, so much that's in store. So I hope that you will like this video, subscribe to us, and check back frequently because we're going to have lots of good stuff for you. But first, we're going to start with spiritual fasting. So let's talk about it. It is when you give something up, usually food, as a sacrifice to God for a set period of time. And so the thing that you need to know is that sacrifices elicit a response from God. I'm going to say that again. Sacrifices elicit a response from God. That's important. So there are a few different types of fasts. One, there's a water fast. Now, these are not actual technical terms. These are the terms that I use. Some people use them, some people use different terms, but for the sake of our understanding today, I want to give you an understanding of different types of fasts. The first one, like I said, is a water fast. So this is when you give up food, so there's no food involved in this one, and you only drink water. Thus the name water fast. The next kind is a liquid fast. So this is when, again, there's no food, but you intake basic liquids. So that would be more like waters, teas, coffees. Some people will drink sugary drinks like juices and things like that. That would be a liquid fast. The next kind that you can do is a Daniel fast. So obviously this one comes from the book of Daniel, and you'll see in the book of Daniel he at various times throughout the book he will abstain from any rich foods or wines or anything like that and just eat fruits and vegetables. That would be considered a Daniel fast. And then there's also an item fast, and I didn't really have a better name for this except to say that you are giving up a specific food or drink or activity. And this kind is usually good for breaking some type of addiction or dependency. So, if, for instance, some people will give up social media when they become really attached to social media and they see it's taking up a lot of their time, maybe they'll fast social media for a month. Different times, maybe if you really get into something like a soda, a certain drink that you like, you maybe give it up for an extended part of time and helps break the addiction and the dependency on it. Because if you are a Christian and you're doing things for a spiritual purpose, you know that your dependency should always just be on God. We don't want to turn to a substance to help us through if we're feeling bad. We don't want to turn to a substance to make us feel good. We want to turn to God, and thus the reason to fast those items. Along with the water fast or liquid fast, you may have a set amount of time. So, usually there's a set number of days that you're fasting that item, and we'll talk about that more. But there also may be a certain part of the day that you're fasting. So maybe you're doing a liquid fast from sun up till sundown, and then you're eating maybe a late dinner, for instance. Or maybe you're doing a liquid fast 24 hours a day for a certain number of days. So those are different ways that you can set up your fast. So the next question is, why do we fast? Well, because we see fasting throughout the Bible, and we know that God calls us to fast at different periods for different reasons. So another good reason that we fast is because Jesus fasted. In Matthew 11, Jesus went on a 40-day fast. And so, if Jesus does it, we know that it's a good thing for us to do. And also, Jesus told us to fast. So, Matthew 9, verses 14 through 17, we see that he's talking to his disciples about fasting. That's a great scripture to go and read and see what Jesus has to say about fasting. Okay, when should you fast? Well, there are different times that you should fast. One, and the most important one, is when God calls you to fast. So this one is actually the easiest because if God's called you to do it, then there's that conviction that this is something I need to do, and it's easier to give up food if you feel like God called you to do it. But that doesn't happen as often, at least in my experience. But the other piece to add to that is when God calls you to fast for something, it is 10 times more powerful. And I say that because that's what God told me. Because usually when we're fasting for things we want from God. But if he calls you to a fast, it's something that he wants from you. Thus, it's more powerful because you're doing something in obedience to God. Okay, the next time you may want to fast is if your leadership calls you to a fast. So for instance, if you're in a church or a part of a group Bible study, you guys may have a regular time of fasting where you are as a group collectively fasting and praying for a purpose. And so as you come together to do that, that purpose has more strength as you're fasting and praying. Another time that you may want to fast is if you need breakthrough or healing or direction, or if you need to hear from God more clearly. So that would be more of an individual fasting purpose. So maybe you need breakthrough in your household. You want to go on a fast. Maybe you need breakthrough for a problem that's been hindering you for some time and you don't know how to break that. You need strategy from the Lord. So you go in and fast, and God will often talk to you more clearly when you're fasting. Some people have fasting as just part of their regular practice as a Christian, as someone of faith. They have fasting. Maybe there were times in my life when I was fasting every Wednesday. It's just part of my regular time of fasting with the Lord and a weekly thing. Some people do it yearly, so they start off their new year with a fast, a praying and fasting. That one actually is a lot of people, I think. So there's different times and different reasons that you're called to fast. So now let's get into some spiritual tips. So tip number one in a spiritual fast is it is not for show, but between you and God. So Matthew 16:16 through 18 spells this out very clearly, that we don't want to be like the religious leaders, the hypocrites who put on this big show of, oh, I'm so holy, I'm fasting, watch me as I pray, and bringing glory to themselves in the midst of looking like they're such holy people. God says, you already got your reward here on earth. You don't get reward in heaven as well. So whenever we do acts of righteousness, God says to keep those secret. So if we have these, there's times when we come together with other people to do fasting or to do praying, but ultimately it should be between you and God. These things that you're called to, either he calls you to it or you are doing it out of a way to connect with God, those times should just be between you and God. So it says shower up, wash your face, and go out, and don't act like, oh, I'm so tired because I'm fasting so long because I'm so righteous. God says you already got your reward. Everyone thinks you're holy. That's your reward. Spiritual tip, another one is to fast. As you fast, you should be praying and reading your Bible. So you're not just giving up food. You are engaging with God. So spiritual fast is different than like intermittent fasting or fasting for any of these other weight loss purposes. We are fasting because it is a sacrifice that we're giving up food to God. And in the midst of that, where our attempt is to draw nearer to him. So how can you draw nearer to him if you are not doing the things that draw you nearer to him? So as the time that you would generally be eating, you want to use that time instead to pray. The time that you would generally be eating, you want to use that time to read your word. And you are not just praying and reading your word. You are doing both of those with the intentionality to draw closer to the Lord. So you are coming to meet with him as you pray. You are coming to meet with him as you read your Bible. And that is what takes that spiritual purpose of the fast to the next level. So my next tip for you is expect to hear from God. So as you're fasting, as you're praying, you should also be listening. So you want to pay attention to what the Spirit of God shows you or says to you in the midst of your fast. You want to pay attention to the dreams that you may have or the dreams of those around you as you're fasting, because you are in the midst of the sacrifice crying out to God to hear from him. Then you have to actually listen and record and take seriously the things that God says to you in the middle of a fast. That's the purpose. That's the point. Now, here's a little pro tip, and that is God doesn't always answer the things that you want him to answer in the midst of the fast. Sometimes God sees that you're fasting and wants to address something else instead. Let me just tell you, that is a blessing to you, okay? Because whatever God says needs addressed, whatever God says he wants to answer, he always knows. He is always right, but it may come as a surprise to you. So I just want to give you a heads up on that. Sometimes it's a surprise and you didn't see it coming, but God always means it for your good. So be blessed in that. My next tip is keep a journal. Keep a journal. Write it down. Write down what God says to you. Write down what God shows you. Write down your dreams and record it. This is part of your historical record with the Lord. It is always going on around you, but especially during a fast, because we're expecting greater levels of interactions with the Lord as we fast. The next tip is don't sin. Don't sin in the midst of your fast. So I saw a post the other day and it said, if you are gossiping while you're fasting, you might as well eat. And that's the truth. Jeremiah 14, 10 through 12 says just that, that these fasts that come, if you come before the Lord fasting and praying, but you're at the same time sinning, God does not honor that sacrifice. So keep your mouth pure, keep your heart pure, keep your ears pure, keep your body pure. In the midst of your fast, do not sin. Next tip, give an offering to the poor or the afflicted. In Isaiah 58, 6 through 7, it says, is not this the fast that I chose, to loose the bonds of the wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your home, when you see the naked to cover him and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? So God is calling us to actually do these beautiful acts of service also. So he's like, it's one thing to fast, but if you're not also taking care of those around you who are in need, then you're missing the point. And so in addition to a food fast, a spiritual fast, it is just going to give you extra blessings and glory before the King to take care of those around you who may be in need. Amen. All right, my next tip for the spiritual tips, and I have some more that are more practical, but this one kind of goes in between the two, actually. My next tip is to just declare, kill the flesh. Kill the flesh. That's what I say. So when I'm fasting and I feel like I want to eat or I'm getting thirst, I want to eat, I'm thinking about food, instead of allowing my mind to maintain on the food, I say, kill the flesh, which basically just means my flesh, this hunger does not rule me. I am crucifying it right now. And I'm declaring that the spirit of me will rule instead of the flesh. That's my tip. Okay, next, I have a few practical tips for you. One is drink a lot of liquids all day long. As you're fasting, you need more liquid. And so the best liquid, obviously, to drink in the midst of a fast is water. You need lots of water, lots of water, lots of water. If you do a complete, so you may have heard this before, but I'm just going to say it for the record, that if you give up food and water, you can only make it a few days. I think it's 3 days before you would actually die. So we're not going for that. So make sure that you are drinking a lot of water and make sure you're fueling your body with those liquids as you're fasting from the food. And the next tip is to maintain your electrolytes. I add a Gatorade Zero or pickle juice or salt to your water so that you maintain your electrolytes. So I can only go so many days before I will start to crash without the electrolytes being added back into my body. Everyone's probably different, but I would assume that's true for many people. So something as simple as adding a Gatorade Zero to your fast can help you make it through the days a little bit easier without passing out. Another tip, practical tip, is go to sleep early and take naps if needed. Without food, you have less energy. And so it's easier not to eat if you're sleeping. It also helps your body be able to make it through the days without the food if you're sleeping. And sleep is your friend during a fast. So sleep. And then my last practical tip that I have for you is to start small and then build from there. So if you've never done a fast before, start with one day and make it through one day. And employ the things that I gave you for the spiritual tips. And then maybe the next time you go to fast, try 3 days and make it through those 3 days. And the third day is always the hardest. FYI. And then after you've done 3 days, then you can try 7 days. These are all kind of common numbers of days that people will do spiritual fasts because they all have biblical significance. So there's 1 day, 3 days, 7 days, 21-day fast is another very common one, and then a 40-day fast. And so do what you're called to do, what the Lord tells you to do, and then trust in the Lord throughout the process. Let Him lead you and guide you. Fasting should never be a legalistic kind of thing. And I'm just here to warn you that the devil will come in and try to build these things up in you as you're fasting. So one time when I was fasting, I got into a further date, right? I'd fasted many, many days. And I started hearing the enemy's whispers in my ear, you should be getting XYZ from the Lord because you have fasted this many days. And I knew then that I just needed to break that in Jesus' name because it is not, even though we come to the Lord with this sacrifice and we are looking for a response from the Lord is not obligated to give you anything in the midst of your fast. And He is certainly not obligated to meet your every needs and your every demand in the midst of a fast. So don't come into it with that kind of expectation or requirement because that is not honoring to God. And we always, in the midst of our fasts or in the midst of our eating, want to honor God. Okay, so what not to do, that was one I just gave you, what not to do, which is put requirements on the Lord of what He should give you in the midst of your fast. The next one is, and these are very practical, don't think about food. So seems obvious, but on this last fast that I did, my daughter, I came in her room, she was fasting with me, she's just young, and I said, what are you doing? She goes, I'm making a list of all the foods I want to eat. I was like, that's not a good idea. That's not a good idea. If there's something you don't want to do, you don't spend extra time thinking about it and focusing on it, or it's much harder not to do it. So if you don't want to, if you're trying to give up gum, you don't want to think about gum all day. You don't want to think about the different flavors and go buy it and store it and save it for yourself so you can eat it. You want to kill the flesh and say, no, I'm not even going to think about it because I am dedicated to not partaking in it. Same with any actually sinful thing as well, right? What we set our mind on, our actions will follow. So don't set your mind on food or make lists of food while you're trying to abstain from food, okay? That's just a tip. Okay, now let's talk about some benefits because there's a lot of great benefits that come with a spiritual fast. So it gives us supernatural clarity to hear the voice and the directions from God. So that's kind of one of the main things that we come to the Lord for with a fast is this, God, I need clarity. I want to hear from you. I need to have direction or to hear your voice on this matter. That's one of the great benefits we get from it. It also prepares the atmosphere for God to move. So again, I said to you earlier that the sacrifice elicits a response. And so when we come before God with this sacrifice and saying, God, I am putting down food. I am putting down these things which I really enjoy or like, or that my body even needs to say, that is my sacrifice before you because I want you to move. I need it, Lord. And so we're preparing the atmosphere for God to move. And we're also lifting up prayers and we're also reading our Bible. So we've really put together this wonderful space that draws the Spirit of God. Those are good things. And then it speeds up things in the spiritual realm. I heard someone say recently that when you fast, it makes things faster in the spiritual realm. And I would just say that that has been absolutely true in my life, the things that I've seen in the midst of a fast. Next is it uncovers and exposes sin and darkness. And that was an unexpected reality of fasting for me. Was not something anybody had ever told me before. I did not know it could happen. Was not looking for it. All of a sudden, I'm in this fast for this reason, and God uncovers this sin in my household. And I'm like, what is going on? But then I realized it was a product of the fast, and God would not allow this sin to be in my household in the midst of this fast. So thank you, God. thank you, God, right? So just be aware that things may happen that you didn't expect, that you didn't ask for, that you didn't know, but you need to praise God because you don't want to allow those things to go unnoticed simply because you didn't see it. God will uncover it. He will break it out. And we say, praise God, because I didn't want that sin in my house anyway. Okay, the next thing is one of the benefits of fasting is it can bring breakthrough in areas that you've been stuck. So if you've been stuck in some spiritual area, stuck in a job you don't like, but you need breakthrough in it, it can bring the breakthrough faster. So this one can kind of tie to that last one, in that it can expose and bring to a head things that have been festering for years, and it can bring it to a head. And again, this is another kind of warning one for you to be prepared. There was one fast I was doing and it felt like all hell was breaking loose in my house. I was like, what's going on? I'm in the middle of a fast. And then God revealed to me that it was a product of the fast, that he allowed things to come to a head so that that could be broken off of my family. And again, deep gratitude, so thankful to the Lord, but I did not see it coming. And it was a little bit of a surprise. So I'm telling you ahead of time, do not be surprised if the Lord works on your behalf to break through things you didn't even know needed broken. But God knew. God knew. Amen. Okay. It intensifies our prayers before the Lord. When you bring before the Lord prayers plus a sacrifice, it just comes together in an intense way before the Lord. And it really does empower. So it also gives power and deliverance. So if you need breakthrough in something in a way that you know you need deliverance, whether it's anger or it's depression or any spirit that's hindering you, come before the Lord in fasting and prayer and see what he does on your behalf. It's also highly beneficial to our bodies and health as well. You may have noticed that there's a lot going on with fasting in terms of health and fitness and intermittent fasting and all of this. And that's because God knows. God knows that what our bodies need. They need breaks from the food sometimes. And that actually gives our body a chance to heal and repair. And I will just put a note in here. If you have health concerns or problems like that, do consult a doctor before you decide on which type of fast is going to work best for you. Next, it gives you clarity of mind. That is another thing that was kind of a surprise to me, because at first your mind may be breaking through like these, like sugar addictions or caffeine addictions or whatever the thing was that was your brain and your body were like, wait, we need that. Once you break through that and you're like, no, you do not need that. Kill the flesh, right? Once you break through that, then there becomes this great clarity of mind. And you might think it would be the opposite because you're fasting and you don't have the food. And we usually think food helps us have the energy, but there's some, I don't understand it. This is one of those things maybe a scientist or God can explain better, but I just know that it's a true thing that the fasting brings clarity of your mind. Thank you, God. Okay, the next one is it breaks dependencies or addictions to food. It rewrites your mind's relationship with food. So in our world today and within many of our lives, we have at some point in our lives gained an unhealthy relationship with food, where we think, oh, I'm upset, let me have this to eat and it'll make me feel better. Or, oh, I'm upset, let me have that to drink and it'll make me feel better. And you quickly realize not only did it not help you, that it was actually a hindrance to you. And that you, in fact, can get through many things without food or drink to make you feel better. So I just want to encourage you that if you know that you have an unhealthy dependency relationship, addictions to food, fasting can break that. And you should definitely pray into that as you're fasting. God, break off any addictions, any unhealthy relationships I have with food, Lord Jesus. Rewrite my dependency to be on you for every need that I have. Okay, and then the last one is that it brings healing and recovery. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 59, 8 and 9 says, and I think this is the right one. Yep. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall speed up, spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness. So God is going to bring through healing and recovery to you in the midst of your fast. And again, these are things to pray into. So any of these things that you're saying, yes, that's what I want, pray into it as you're fasting. Pray into it. Okay, so there's many scriptures, as I said at the beginning, about fasting in the Bible. I'm just going to list a few. I'm not going to read them all to you, but if you are a note taker and want to know some different locations, one really easy tip is do a scripture search. So just go in your online Bible and put in fasting and see all of them that come up and then just read them. But here's some for you. So we saw Jesus did his 40-day fast. That was Matthew 4. And an important warning here with that scripture is that the Satan comes when you're at your weakest. So be prepared with the word of God. That's what Jesus did. He was prepared with the word of God because Satan, in fact, did come on his 40th day of his fast to tempt him. Be prepared. The next one is Jesus has several teachings about fasting. We find it in Matthew 9, 14 through 17. We also find it in Luke 18, verses 9 through 14. And the warning there is to not, is to not, it's not an actor's show to prove how righteous you are. And we talked about that already. And then we have Isaiah 58. It has a whole chapter. You're going to have to go read that one. A whole chapter on what is true fasting and what is false fasting. Okay, so there are individual fasts in the Bible. We saw that David fasted when his son was dying. That's 2 Samuel 12, 16. David therefore sought God on behalf of the child, and David fasted and went in and laid all night on the ground. We also saw in Daniel fasted many times, as I said, but one time he was fasting in his distress, Daniel 10, 2 through 3. It says, "In those days, Daniel was mourning for 3 weeks. I ate no delicacies, no meat or wine entered my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all for the full 3 weeks." Then there are community and nationwide fasts. So Esther 4 is when Esther needed to speak to the king to save the Jewish people. She called a fast. She said, "Everybody fast and pray for me." And sure enough, they did. And praise God, some goodness and God moved on their behalf. We also saw in Esther, I'm sorry, Ezra 8, verses 21 and 23. That's when Ezra is going to rebuild the temple. So he proclaimed a fast there at the river. And he said that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek from him a safe journey for ourselves and our children and all of our goods. So we fasted and implored our God for this, and he listened to our entreaties. Then we saw Prophet Joel. He implored the people to return to the Lord. That's Joel 2, verses 12 through 14. And then we see Nineveh. So Nineveh was a city that was a wicked city that was under God's judgment. And when Jonah and the whale, remember him? He brought forth the word of the Lord, and the king of Nineveh called a fast. It said, "By decree of the king and of his nobles, let neither man nor beast, nor herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them call out mightily to God. Let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows? God may turn and relent and turn from his fierce anger so that we might not perish." That's Jonah 3, 6 through 9. The prophet Jeremiah called for a fast in Jeremiah 14, 10 through 12. That's when he says that God says that though they fast, they remain in sin, so they will receive judgment. Don't let that be us. And then we saw Jehoshaphat called for a fast in 2 Chronicles 20, verses 3 through 4. And I love this one. Then Jehoshaphat was afraid and set his face to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judea. I'm sorry, Judah. And Judah assembled to seek help from the Lord, from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. What a beautiful picture of the nation crying out, the people crying out, and how God would come through and answer them. And so I just want to encourage you today, if you've never fasted before, or if you've tried to fast in the past, if you just needed some extra tips, I hope that this video blessed you. I hope that your fast may draw you closer to the Lord, may allow the Lord the opportunity to speak to you in ways that he hasn't before, and may it draw you into closer relationship with the Lord, whom you can trust, whom is good, and who loves and waits for the opportunity to speak to you regarding your life, your family, your future, and all of the details. Because God loves you, the details of your life are important to him. So I just want to encourage you, do continue to fast and pray and seek the Lord on behalf of you, your family, and your nation. God bless you, and I will catch you next time.